stated the Mishnah. Yod Shal Echad Acher Amor. Another cloud they're going to say. Now basically we're about to start the majority of the next 25 Dafim is going to be on Hotzah. And going from Rishut, except for mainly Perek Omer Rebbe Akiva, which is other Inyanim, and also the Sugis of Matan Torah. We have a thorough going through of all the Agadot with Matan Torah. But the next 25 Dafim is always going to deal with Hotzah. So the question is, why are we dealing with Hotzah? We just finished all the Lamatet Malachot. The last one was Hotzah. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that's the Derech HaShas. When they have a list of things, the one that they start with is the last one. That's one answer he gives. And the other one he says is because Hotza'ah is usually the most common. We're living in the day and age of the Erev. But it wasn't always like that. In those days, Hotza'ah was probably one of the most familiar. You're carrying something where, especially in those days, you were very agricultural bent with animals. As we're going to see, the next mission is going to talk about the first plot in Hotza'ah is going to be with the animals, because that was the most common thing, to feed your animals on Shabbos, and yet you have the barn, which is Rishusu Yachid, and the animals outside the barn, Rishusu Vapim. It was problems at that. So it was much more mitzvah, Tosfos Yom Tov says, Hotza'ah than any other thing. I mean, I remember when we didn't have an Erev between here and Kiryat Sefer, the people used to go back and forth all the time, and so, you know, you had to stop, and you know, is this watch jewelry, is it not, is this that, and that, it's in order to go out. So for quite some time now we're going to be dealing with mainly the sugyas of Hotza'ah, which again is Rishus HaYachid. The device is Rishus, having something, and we're going to see from Mishnah, it's not just a kol shehu, it has to be something that's fitting to be carried, which will the Gemara will exactly go into in the Mishnah, exactly what the parameters of that is. But carrying something from one Rishus to another Rishus, or if in Rishus of Abim, carrying Dalai Lama's Rishus of Abim, that's the Yisur of Hotza'ah. Or Klal Ache Amu, there's another Klal that they said, and this is the Klal of Hotza'ah. What makes something an Isur device? It's not a kosher. It has to, and the Mishnah is after this, especially the next parak, we're going to go through all different types of items. Is it wine? Is it ropes? All these things are going to go into the prot. But here's the Klal. Kol HaKoshel HaTzniyah U'matzniyim Kimo V'Hotziyu B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatat Alav. Anything that is worthwhile to put away, meaning it's something that people save. It's Koshel HaTzniyah, means it's something worthwhile to save. U'matzniyim Kimo. And now he puts away like that shear that he needs to put away. And now he V'Hotziyu, and he brings it out from one Rishus to the other Rishus. B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatat Alav. That's the klal of the Chiyuv Chatat on Hotza'ah. See Vashi. Kol HaKoshel HaTzniyah Shehu Min HaAsoy L'Tzorech HaAdam. It is something that is made for the needs of a person. It is something that is worthwhile to put away. U'Matzniyah Kamohu Kamot Zeh. And he puts away this amount. Koloma, sheyesh bo shir havoy latzniyah. It's he put away the proper amount that you would need for this item, and he put it away. He's going to be chayav b'chatat on it. The kol she'enu koshel latzniyah, something that's not, it's garbage, you don't normally put it away. Ve'ein matzniyim kamo, or, and, whatever, he did not put away the shir. Tehotziu b'shabbos, and he takes this out on Shabbos. Einu chayav. He's not chayiv, ela hamatzniyah. Unless someone, because whatever reason he wants this item, he puts it away, he'll be chayiv. Meaning the mission is going on where batal daito connected the kolam. Meaning what's normal? When something is normal to put away, everybody's going to be chayiv on it. Let's say people collect a little cup over here, a plastic cup, they put it away. That would be something that everybody would be chayav on, even though a rich person would never do that. He would never put that away. But since it's something that people put away, even the rich person or someone who would never put it away would be chayav on that amount. But on the other hand, if it's something that no one puts away, but this person collects it and he puts it away, this specific person will put it away. And we have to get this clear because we're going to have a machloket on the Gemara. So let's get the klal again. Something that is normal for people to put away, and it's something normal, even if this person is a yuck and he doesn't put away, he has to do what the whole world does. But if it's something that the whole world doesn't put away, but this individual does put away, he will be chayav on it. So we're machmir on this. Okay, Vashi. Ein chiyuv eila hamatznia. If it's something that no one really puts away, it's not worthwhile to collect, and this person puts it away, you're not going to be chayav except for the person that puts it away. Normal people won't be chayav. Im naseh chadig va'adam echad. If it's beloved to one person, fiat sneil, and he puts it away, chayav ala tzasa. He will be chayav on the hotza of it. Im chozer v'hotziu. If he goes and he puts it away, aval adam acher, but a normal person, ein chayav alav v'lagavei lo malachahu. An average person won't be chayav on it, because to him, it's not a malacha. It's something that's not worthwhile. It's nothing over here. So hotza'ah, the issue device of hotza'ah, has to be something that is normally saved by people, or it's something normally saved by the yachid. That's the only time you'll be over the issue device of hotza'ah. Okay. Kol hakosher lehatznia lefukei mai. Whatever is worthwhile to put away is coming to exclude something. And I think the kavana of the Gemara is, in those days they didn't throw out anything. Everything was worthwhile to save. People, there was no garbage. Even garbage was worth money. You have zevel in your house, it's good fertilizer. They didn't waste things. We're in a generation that everything is thrown out, so we have no question with it. What do you mean, call it kosher lehatznia? We know most things are not worthwhile saving anymore, it's so cheap. But in those days, it wasn't like that. People just didn't throw things out in those days. So call a kosher lehatznia lefukei mai. Everything is worthwhile, everything has a purpose. There's nothing that they didn't save over here. So there had to be something that the mission is trying to exclude. With Papa Omer, le'afuke dam nida. That's something that people don't say. Okay? The blood from a woman, they don't save it. Marzipmar ukfo omer le'afuke etzi asherah. Etzi asherah is wood from a tree that was worshipped as a voter's zohar. It's disgusting. It's a hanar. People don't want that around. These are things that people don't save. People don't save dam nida, don't sell etzi asherah. Even though the Ran asks all people to save Dam Nida, is after Shabbos on it. So he's saying either that the Dam Nida is on an aid, it's on a piece of paper, or I mean a piece of cloth, which that itself is something that people save, or we're talking about after they showed the Rav the question, and now anything that's left over from the administrating part, people don't save, they immediately dispose of it. So you have two things that's coming to exclude, two things that people just don't keep around in the house. We did find something over here. Now why do we have two? Madumin Dam Nida, if someone, the one who says that people don't save Dam Nida, Kol Shechein Etzi Yeshua. Of course they're not going to collect Etzi Yeshua, because that's for sure a vote as well. What Jew is going to keep that around? Of course they're going to get rid of that. Madumin Etzi Yeshua, but the one that said Etzi Yeshua about Dam Nida Matzniel like, he will save it. Why? Lishunra, to feed the cats. That's just the way it was. To Ida. And what about the one that says that Dam Nida they won't save? What is he? Why don't you feed the cats with it? Kaven de Chalsha lo matznile. Since that it weakens a person, lo matznile. He won't save it. Let's see Rashi on that, so explain exactly what the Gemara is saying. Mandame Dam Nida, Enu Kosh Latznia. The one who says that Dam Nida isn't worthwhile to keep. Kol Shechein Etzi Yeshua. Certainly he won't keep this Avodah Zorah. The Yisuri Hanar, you know, it's a Yisuri Hanar, or any Avodah Zorah you can have any Hanar from. Umiyisei, and it's very disgusting for a Jew. It's like the furthest thing from our mind, is Avodah Zorah. It's directly out then. And he is a mitzvah. He needs to destroy this thing, so there's no reason for him to keep it around. But what about the one who holds Etzi Asher? He says that you can feed it to the cats. But the one who says Dam Nida, he doesn't know you can feed it to the cats. Why? Kevin Dechalsha. Hamaychil dam adam lechatu nase chalush oto adam. It's a metaphysical din over here that someone that feeds the blood of a person to a cat, he becomes weak from it. That's a din that we have, and we find this din in another case. A common din that we have is when we cut our nails. When we cut our nails, what do we do with them? We either bury them or something more convenient than burying them. We flush them down the toilet, which has a din like burying over here, and don't throw it. In Nida, where that sugya is brought down, brings down this case over here and says the same thing over here. Parts of a human body that you've had, you should bury it. Because it's some medical physical thing, if animals or other things get to it, it can weaken a person. And I would assume they didn't bring it down over there. If someone has a nituach or whatever, and the hospital or whatever, once they give you the piece over there, you should bury it. Get rid of it. Don't keep it around. Especially, don't feed it to the animals. Okay, the cats. Right, do it, I guess, in those days. Again, they didn't waste anything. Anything that was available, they used for whatever purpose. Okay. Omer Rebbe Yossi Bar Chanina. Hi, our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah had two principles. Anything that normal people save, even if someone doesn't save it, he is like everybody else and he'll be chayiv on it. Right? Hi, the local Rebbe Shimon. It's not like Rebbe Shimon. Tika Rebbe Shimon. This is Rebbe Shimon in the next Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning of the eighth parak. The Iker Rebbe Shimon HaOmer, he says, Lo Amo Kol Shirim Halo Eil Matzniyehem. We didn't mention all the shirim that we're going to have on anything except for the person who's makpid to be hide them, to put them away. But if someone never puts it away, if you're that rich man again, everybody puts it away, but this individual doesn't put it away, according to Rebbe Shimon, he's not chayiv. Meaning, again, he has something that the normal people put away, according to our Mishnah, everybody is now going to be chayiv for that. But an individual doesn't put away. We're going to see Rebbe Shimon in the beginning of the eighth parak, that also, no, only the people that are makpid to put away is going to be chayiv. So therefore, a rich man who doesn't collect whatever everybody else collects will not be chayiv. Rashi. Ha! Detana. Kola, kashu, latzniyah. Anything that's worthwhile to hold. V'yesh bo shir, shirov, b'nei adam, nisoyim, latzniyah. And there is an amount that the average person, the majority of the people, will put away. Kishir ezeh chayiv kol adam. That's what our Mishnah said. This shir that the average person puts it away, everybody's going to be chayiv. Avot zaso. V'filo adam asher. Even a rich person. She'ain shir ezeh chashuv lo. That even someone that this shir isn't chashuv to him, he's again botul baite l'chuli alma. He does not become an exception. That's our Mishnah. That's not like Rebbe Shimon l'kamen v'hamotzi in the next parak, Hamotzi Yayin, who says that no, every person is up for himself. Only people that hide it away is going to be chayiv on it. Next part of the Mishnah, v'kol she'enu kosher l'hatzniya. Omer Rebbe Elazar, ha. It's just says what the ha is. This din in our Mishnah, which din, Rashi explains, the Ketani Matnitin, the Enu Koshlach Sneer, something that's not worthwhile to put away, the Hatsneel, and this person, Echad, who, and but yet this person collects it, it's Chaviv to him, like Rashi said before, Mitchayib al Hatsaso. He will be Chayib on his, the Hotza on it, the Chol Adam Petorim, and everybody else will not. So again, you have someone that collects plastic forks after a kiddush, right? No one else does it. Everybody throws it out, right? So if there's no air outside, and someone takes the plastic fork, nothing. No one saves them after the kiddush. Just using an example, okay? Maybe most people do collect them. I don't know. But if one person collects it, that person goes out, he will be chayav on his plastic fork. But if no one collects it, and yet one person does, and someone else takes it out, he will not be chayiv on it. That is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya, it's a brisa later on. Klala omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He brings down a klal. Kol she'enu kosher latznia, something that's not worthwhile to put away. Vei matznia kimo, and people don't put it away. For hukshu lezeh, but yet this person finds it worthwhile. Lahatsneer, to put it away. And he puts it away. Okay, he took his plastic fork and he put it on the shelf right outside because he put it away. He wants to make sure that no one's going to take it. And now someone else came and took it. This guy, the guy who's usually not makbid on it, will be chayiv because of the makshava of the first one. It's unbelievable. Right? Normally we say that if something's not worthwhile and you go out with it, you're potter, it's garbage to you. But since someone put this aside because it's important to him, and now you take it out, you'll be chayiv because of his makshava. The truth is, this thing is a tzorich iyun. We have nothing like this. Let's get this straight again. Normally we have, we're going to speak lumdus right now. You have what's called Isuri Gavra and Isuri Chetza, right? This guy says that this is Chashiv to him. No one in the world says it's Chashiv. So on him, on this Gavra, this person, this becomes Chashiv, right? Where do we fall, where do we find that it's a Chal, it falls on this Adin, that this is something Chashiv. This is not something Chashiv. To the person, to the Gavra, it's Chashiv, but to the Chetza, to the object, it's not Chashiv. So now here I come along, and to me it's not important at all, and I go and take it out. How is it possible that some person can make a din isachal on something that's not chashiv to anyone else? It's a din in the kafra, not a din in the chetza. That's what the Yechonim ask over here. Pella over here. Where do you find such a din? You do find a din. In Hilchos Pesach, you have a din called Ekshavyeh. That you can make something chashiv on you. For example, there's something that's bottle, it doesn't, you don't want it, but let's say there's a medical ingredient in the Rez Chametz. We're talking in theory over here, not Pesach Halacha. And you want that ingredient. So your Makshava makes it Chashav, and you can have a problem with it on Pesach. Meaning, it's called Akshavia. It comes up in Hilchos Tevuvos with Pesach, in Tevuvos. You can make a thing that you don't find, that I also from other people over here. And yet over here we have a din, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that a gavra, we don't have a person making a chetza also over here. And yet, what happened again? That fork that's put on the thing over here, points maybe Elazar ben Shimon, right? I was able to chal, to place an iser on that chetza, on that object over there. You don't find anything like this. It's a pelotekutin over here, this thing. So I saw in the Karp Sefer, he gives it to other people, they don't know what to do. At least he tries to give an answer for this over here. It must be that when you take it out, you're taking it out for the other person. Okay? Someone at the... Donnie takes the fork. You know, I need that fork later on. He puts it on the side. Aryeh, can you take that fork and bring it to my house for me? Since I'm doing his will by taking it out over here, neither will I don't think it's Chashiv. But since I'm doing it for him as a shliach, that would be asur. Other than that, he writes it Sarkhian in this Gemara. How does one person make something asur for the world like that? Din in the Gavra, not din in the Chetza. Okay, it's a Sarkhian over here, exactly what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is talking about. They want to say that it's a father and a son over here, and the son wants to do the son of the father. There's different ideas that's going on over here, but it's a hard concept as the Gemara says, that's a din that's a tzar here. How can one person be chayiv from the makshava of another person? Hamotzi tevin kemalei pipar. Again, the first Mishnah in the Pratim of Hotza'ah, you mentioned the Tosfot Yom Tov, is dealing with animals. Because that was probably... Again, if we go into Shita, it was a Matsoi thing to bring from Rishut to Rishut. You're eating your meal, and everybody knows that you're not allowed to eat until you feed your animal. So you realize you didn't feed, so you take a handful of tevin from the barn, enough to feed your para, and you go out and feed it. You're over in Isra of Hotzah, from Rishus to Rishus. You took it from where the storage was, which is Rishut to Yachin, and you brought it to the barn. And that was the most, point. The Tosfot Yom Tov says right in the spot, I think it's Tosfot Yom Tov, that this is the most common. People forget, and they feed their animals on Shabbos. So again, what is considered a proper shear that you'd be over the Isser D'Raisa? Again, a kol shu isn't Asser in Hotzah. It has to be a shear that's Kashu, a shear that's roy for it to be brought out. So when you're feeding your animal, the shear that's Kashu is what is normally fed to an animal, a mouthful for an animal. Hamotzi tevin kemali pipar. If you bring out tevin, stubble, straw. They're all basically straw over here. There's different types of straw. Hay, good. Hay, like the mouth of a para, to fill up the mouth of a para. Pichayev. Eitza, the Gemara will explain what it is. It's the stubble of beans, kidneyed. Kimali pi camel, that's what camels like. So that's what you bring. A camel's mouth is much bigger than a para's mouth. Vashi. Eitz, mefosh, gemara, kimali pi camel. Nafi shira mepipar, it's bigger amount than the mouth of a par. Avakamali pipar, but if he brings out the eitzah, to fill up the mouth of a parah, lo mechayev, because that's not a shear. The lo, daha lo chazim parah. Since Eitzah is not fitting, it's not cow fodder, it's camel fodder, so if you bring out a shear for the cow, that's not going to be the shear that normally women put away on it. Amir, that's kashim shel shaboli, also another type of hay, ovia, kemali pitle, that's what the tle, the sheep like eating, the lamb. Asavim kemali pi gedid, asavim grasses is what you feed a gedid. Ali shum va ali bitsalim, the lachim, if they're fresh, ki ogaris, that's like that's because a person can eat it, and the shear that we have for people on any food items is going to be kigugres, which is a dried fig. Yavashim, if they're dried, I mean it's now animal fodder, not people food. Kimali pigidim, according to what the gidim is. Ve'ei mitzvafim zeh im zeh, and the shearim do not combine, meaning if you brought out a half a shear tevin, and you maslim it, we'll see that the Gemara will qualify it, with a different shear, they're not mitzvafim, if neisha lo shav b'shirayim, since the shearim aren't equal, and we'll see the Gemara will say another time, since the shear is not equal, and also, what one animal eats, he's not going to eat the other food. Therefore, they're not shav b'shirayim, if you combine them, you're not going to be chayiv. The Gemara will qualify it. Rashi, in the Mishnah, kemali pi gama, we saw that, Ami akashim shel shibolim pi tle, nafish mepi gadi. A sheep has a bigger mouth than a kid goat. Hilchach amir de lo chazim le gadi. Since the amir is not fitting for a gadi, that's not what you feed them. Lo mechayev kemali pi gadi. If you bring out the smaller shear to feed your gadi, you're not going to be chayev. Ad de ika mali pi tle. Unless you bring out the amount that you could put in the mouth of a tle, you won't be chayev. If you bring that out, and you're going to feed your gedi with it, even though it's not normally gedi food, but you brought out the shear that you normally put away for the tilah, of course you'll be chayv, because that's the shear that you're doing. It doesn't matter what you bring it out for. If you brought it out, you're chayv. But if you bring out the lesser shear, you won't be. Aval is savim. Grasses, hoel v'chazu, bein l'tilah, bein l'gedi, since it's fitting for both of them to eat, mechayv yu kamali pi gedi, you'll be chayev b'chatak on the smallest shear, because that's what you'd put it away for. That's the amount that you would have to put it away. Lachim, when it's fresh, havoyim la'adam, that's fitting for a person to eat. Kigogaris, tzeh shear l'chol maichel adam l'shabbos, we're going to see later, this is the shear for all food on Shabbos, is the size of a dried fig. Aval kamali pi gedi, lo, nah. The lachim l'chazu l'gedi, they don't eat it. It's not fitting for them. Whether they don't eat it or you don't give it to them, because it's more chashiv for their food, so I'm not sure.
Low
what? Low chazu l'gadi.
Low.
Low.
Low chayu?
Yeah.
But it's a bigger amount.
It doesn't matter. It's not, since it's not fitting for the gadi, what do you mean? It's bigger than a grogeris?
Yeah. Bigger than a grogeris.
Are you sure about it? Are you sure that a gadi's mouth is bigger than a grogeris? Good. It's a good har. Okay. The lachim lo chazu l'gadi. Good. Okay. My eight. So what is this eight in the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, tevin shamine kitni. It's the stubble of beans. That's what you feed the camel. Kiata Rav Dini, when Rav Dini came, Amar hamotzi tevin kamali par l'gamel. Ah, let's get it straight. Whose mouth is bigger, a cow or a camel? The camel. The camel's mouth is bigger. So what happens? You brought out the tevin. Tevin is for a cow. You brought out the shear that's normally for a cow to feed your camel. Now a camel can eat this, l'chora, right? But it's not going to fill the camel's mouth. But you brought out the shear that's normally for the cow. Okay? So again, you brought out the shear that you normally give for a cow, but you're feeding it to a camel that's not a shear that's fitting for him to fill his mouth. Hamotzi tevi kemali pi par legamo, Rabbi Yochanan omer chayev, yechayev, because why? The shear that you normally put away for a cow is what you brought out. It's going on the object. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, omer potter. He holds your potter over here. We'll see in the Mishnah, we'll see Rashi why you potter. Biyota omer Rabbi Yochanan haki. In the evening, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that he said yechayev. Letzafer, in the morning, he and he agreed with Rish Lakish that your potter, even though it's the shear that you normally put out. We'll see if the Gemara is going to go back on this. even though it's the shear that you normally would put aside for a cow, since you're feeding the camel with it, and the camel can't, it's not enough to feed him, you pick potter. Amar Rav Yosef, Shapa Avi Dahadar. It's very good that he retracted from what he said. Dahalo Kazi Lekabel. It's not fitting for a camel. It's not fitting for a camel. So it's not a proper hotzah anymore. Amar Le'ab, Abaya. Adababa. No, Pumpaget, the opposite. Kimei Korid, Mistaba. It's like what Rabbi Yochanan originally said. Da'a Kazi Lepara. Since it's fitting for a parah, and that's exactly what the Mishnah says, right? Something that's kosher, that's near, that you normally put away, and he put it away, he poured it out, so he did the hotzah that he was supposed to do over here. Who cares if he fed it to the camel or to the cow, since what he originally put away was what he should have put away, and he went down with it, he should be chayiv. And therefore, Abayis cholik on the fact that Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. It doesn't make sense to him. Rashi, ta'a chazili pitar. The fact is that it's fitting for the mouth of a par, even though he fed it to the camel that it's not fitting for, hilchach, shir chashuvu. Since it's fitting to feed a cow with, it's called a shir chashuv, it's a good shir. And anyone who now brings it out, he didn't uproot the fact that this is a chashuv shir that someone puts away. Ella, rather the story has to go like this, what was brought from Eretz Israel, the machloket. Kiata Vavin, when Vavin came, Amir, he said the din was not like the way Rav Dimi said it. He said like this, Amir, Hamotzi Devin Kimali Pipar Lagamal. He took out the shear that's for a cow to feed his gamal. The Kuliyama Lo Pligi Dechayev. Everybody holds your chayev, like Abaya, right? Vashi Dechayev. Da'ika Shir Dechazi Lapar, since that there is the amount that's fitting for a cow, Hilcha Koshletzniyam. That's called something that's worthwhile to put away. Who? Umatsniya kimo, and he put away the shear, and now he poured it out. Who cares who he fed with it? That's the proper shear that you put away. Kuliyama holds at Yechayiv, even Rabbi Yochanan. No change of mind over here. Keep leading. Then what was this argument that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had in Eretz Israel that was saying that Rav Dimi made a mistake, or involving putting it in a different light? Keep leading. B'motzi atza kimali pipar. You brought out the Eitzah. Eitzah normally fills a camel, right? It's a large shear. Let's say it's 50 grams. That's the mouth of a camel is 50 grams. And a cow has a mouth of 40 grams. So he put aside the amount of Eitzah for a cow, 40 grams. Normally Eitzah, the stuff, needs 50 grams because you feed it to the camel. He put away 40 grams and he took out 40 grams. Why? Because he wanted to feed the cow. For him, he was matznia something that he felt we needed for him. In that case, what's the din? Kipligi kimotzi eitza kimali pipar. He took out a lesser shear than you would normally put away. Normally, everybody puts away for this amount. And he only took out 40. The para, the ifcha itmar. And we're going to turn around the sheets between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the opposite we stated, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Potter. He's Potter, because this is not a normal amount of Eitzah that you put away. The fact that you fit a cow with it, so what? It's not the shear that you normally put away. Reish Lakish Omer Chayev. And Reish Lakish is going to hold your Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Potter. Why does he hold Potter over here? Achila Ayadeh Dachak Lo Shemei Achila. The fact that you're feeding a cow something that you normally feed a cow is not called feeding. It's not called feeding. Reish Lakish Omer Chayev, his Chayev is Achila Ayadeh Dachak Shemei Achila. Feeding. So normally it's not used for the fod for this thing, but you can force it on them, is called an Achila. Let's see Rashi. Eitzah, Lo Chazil Par. It's not cow fodder, this Eitzah. El Ayadeh Dachak. Only in like emergency situations, the guy, you don't have anything else, the cow's starving you, you feed it to him, and he will eat it at a last resort, rather than starve. Lechor. Shah. El Legamalu, it's fitting Legamalu Dechazi. Vizeh Hotziel Apar. And he brought it out for a par, he brought out something that it was not put away for, and it's not fitting for. Rav Yochanan Omer Potter. He holds your potter over here. Taha Legamal Dechazi Lei. Taha Legamal Dechazi Lei. For the camel, it's fitting for Lake Ishira. For the camel that it's fitting for, you don't have the proper share. You didn't take out 50 grams. Ve'im mishum d'tzarek l'para hotzio, and if it's because of the needs of the cow you brought it out, or the gaba, ikishir achil al yedei dechak, and by him it's the proper shir, but it's achil al yedei dechak. Lav achilini, that's not called feeding. Hilkak lo misharim le lepar, that's not considered the proper amount that you bring out for par, and he holds that would not be chayiv over here. So we have a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on achila ayedei techak. When it comes to Shabbos, it's a shemei achila. It also brings down in Baba Kama, we find that achila ayedei techak kuli alma holds it's a shemei achila. He makes a difference between nezikin and hotzer on Shabbos. But over here we have a machloket. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're pater, Reish Lakish says you're chayiv. Klal and Shas, Machlok of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, except for a few places that it's mentioned. Who's halacha like? The Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan. So I look up the Rambam, and he paskins like Reish Lakish. None of these problems over here. So the Gilyon Hashas, Rabbi Akiva Eger, says over here, he brings down the Ketzev Mishnah on Rav. There's a problem. Whenever you have a problem like this, why would the problem possibly like Reish Lakish? There's got to be much more to this story over here once that happens. So he immediately brings down the Ketzev Mishnah, and the Ketzev Mishnah says over here, he's a Girs of not Reish Lakish, but Rebbe Oshia. Oh, Rebbe Oshia I think he's the author of the Tosefta. He's a bigger gun over here. That you could possibly like. Lamaisa, there's a Gra over here who also takes on this issue why the Rambam is possibly like Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. I didn't understand it completely. He wanted a tie there because we go back to Rav Dimi. We didn't knock out Rav Dimi completely from the things. Remember, Rav Dimi agreed to Reish Lakish. He agreed to it. He got the case wrong, but something happened over there that happened. Rabbi Yochanan agreed to Reish Lakish. So he wants to bring down in the case over here. So that was in the evening. In the morning, Rabbi Yochanan agreed to Reish Lakish. That's how the Gra takes care of it over here, that we could pass him like Reish Lakish and not Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, right there. Amir Kimali Pita Taleh. Batanya Kogaret. Another case brings down Kogaret. It's the same shear. The P of the Teleh is a Kugogaris. So if you want to know what the amount of Kugogaris is, you see how much a Teleh can eat in one mouthful. And if you want to know how much a Teleh can eat, see what a Kugogaris is. Same shir. Ali Shum, Viali Bitzalim, Lachim, if they are wet, Kugogaris, Viavashim, Kimali Pihagid, Kagadi, that we don't need. This is the part we need. Famous starting Zem Zeh. You can't combine them. Mepnei Shalosh Shavah Bishurim. These are not equal in the Shurim. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Ein Mitzarkim, you can't mitzvah combine them for the more strict shear, which is the smaller shear. The more short shear, in order to get the smallest shear to fill up the mouth of, I don't know, a gidi, the smallest shear, or if you want to give eight to combine it, they only to fill up the more common one. Of a mitzvah fim lekasvim, but you can be mitzvah for the biggest shear, meaning stuff that's not normally eaten, you can combine with the stuff that you need a lot of. Lashi, aim mitzvah fim lekamashvim. Nishishiro gadol havi kal, whoever's amount is more greater, is called kal. The enim starts from lahasim shir shalchama. That can't, the large amount, can't come to complete the amount for the chama. The halo chashi, because it's not considered that important. Kiahu, like that one, like the one that you just need a little bit amount. Avala chashuv, but the one that you only need a small amount, the chashuv one, masnimir a kal, kishir tevin mitstarf ima eitza. For example, the tevin can mitstarf with the eitza. Lahaslin pi gamal. Because the pi gamal needs a big amount. It's kal. You can take something that's more chashuv to fill it up. The eitza mitstarf ima tevin lahaslin malay parf. So that's the kal we see over here. Gemara asks, v'chol delo shavu bishreim, mi mitstarfim? If they're not equal in the shirim, where do you find that you can be mitstarf? Well, being a raya, that you can't be mitstarf things that aren't equal to shir. Where do we see it? Vetanan. Habegit gimel al gimel, and mekabel tuma, a cloth that is the size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, fiasak, and a sack, dalet al dalet, the or leather, hey al hey, mafitz, a mat, vav al vav, these shirim over here, each one of them, that's what you need. Vetani Allah, and we learn on it, habegit viasak, begit kim combined with the sack, fiasak, the or, and a sack can combine with leather, and an or with the mafits, with the mat, mitstarfim zeim zeh. They could be mitzdarf. Filmer Rabbi Shimon, my tam. Why can they be mitzdarf? Mitpneishu voim li tamei moshav. Moshav, you see, all the same thing over here. They're fitting, if the guy whose tummy sits on it, it's going to be mitami them. Since they're the same purpose over here, they can combine. Taima, the reason why in this case they can combine, do voim li tamei. They're fitting to be mitami. Moshe. About ain voim li tamei, but anything that's not voim li tamei, that you don't have a common denominator between them, so the tamei moshav, no. It doesn't work. Oh, kasha. Vashi. Kimel ha-geyum. L'tami nidras ha-zav. L'asod avatu. What's make up to? Ma ha-begin v'sak mitztarfim. She ha-begin mashim shir ha-sak. Sak ha-soy min notu shalism. And sak is made from kizim. Goats. Alomi Rabbi Shivin ma'itam mitztarfim. Why do they mitztarfim? Oh, l'vayim l'tami moshav. In tziruf mishnayim. Yachad. L'tali mordat for the patching of the saddle shalchomar. Kishur le'inyin Moshe v'zav im kala mishneim, if you combine the two of them, mehem the tikkun tefach al tefach the yashav alav itami le'av tuma v'moshe v'zav titanya, you combining them will make it fitting to be mitami from Moshe v'zav titanya mekzalek mekulam tefach al tefach tami Moshe v'yavinu time at the berakam at the sukkah however voyily float since they're fitting. The plural Gabi Khamur to patch up the saddle, she'enu makbid imu mishneim inim, and no one's makbid on it. So over there we have a common denominator. But over here, where's our common denominator? Omer Rafi is going to explain. We do have a common denominator. Even though the food, it could be that the camel would be very finicky and not eat the cow food, they'll be mitzarev hakinari chazi l'dugma. It's fitting to put out on the window as a dugma, as a, someone who sells these things, he puts them all together, he puts it out there in order to show everybody he has what to sell, his samples, a little bit, and it's good for him to put them all together instead of three separate piles. The zutri, if he puts in three small piles and they're so small, the wind will blow it away, so it's good for him to put them together. So you find a place where you can combine it. You combine it with the storekeeper. I just had a small farm over here. He's got a bigger farm over here. What is he doing? He's showing and advertising his wares on Shabbos. He's doing business on Shabbos over here. Huh? Oh, that's one thing, but there's another terrace. What's the issue of doing business on Shabbos? What's wrong with doing business on Shabbos? It's a gezeirah. It's a mean the rabbanim to come to Ryan. He's got a bigger problem with his chutzah over here, not with his doing business on Shabbos.